southwest of Route 258. For the benefit of the commission, I'm passing down a copy of the survey and site plan for this application. I have two letters of correspondence, first one being from the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report dated March 29th of 2005, making reference to the present zoning intended use. Annual average daily traffic of this road is 97 vehicles per day. A traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service A will not change as a result of this application. The information sent to the department described it as a small machine shop and on a 5-acre parcel and gave location, and there was a copy of the tax map. From the Sussex Conservation District, in the form of a memorandum dated April 10th of 2006, we are advised that the soils are mapped to be Easterboro loamy sand, two types because of the slope, and Johnston loam or silt loam. The Easterboro soils have slight limitations. The Johnston soils have severe limitations for development. The applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practice during any construction and to maintain vegetation upon completion of construction. The Easterboro soils are considered of statewide importance. The Johnston soils are considered hydric. There are no storm flood hazard areas, no tax ditches affected. It may not be necessary for any off-site or on-site drainage improvements. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared showing the site, and also a copy of a portion of soil survey map number 20 showing the site. It appears that the Johnston soils are to the rear of the site and within the woodlands, and the proposed construction basically it appears that the construction already exists and that the buildings are outside of that soil type, so they're in the better soils. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? Yes, sir, step right up.
My name is Ronald Dowdy, 27989 Round Pole Bridge Road, Milton, Delaware, and I own the company.
All right, sir. You've heard what our directors had to say regarding your application. Do you have anything you would like to add?
Just that it's just me, and I'm the only one there, and that there would be no sign. I don't get any walk-in traffic. I've been in Milford for 15 and a half years leasing a building, and the main reason why I want to do it, we just built there last year, and I just want to be able to cut back eventually.
I want to be able to walk to work.
Yeah, yeah, and just get out. So there's no employees, there's no
price of gas,
sign.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. I do work for Allen Foods and Purdue in Milford, and keeps me pretty busy. So just small parts, 99% stainless steel stuff, so there's no waste problem or anything like that. So
all right, sir, well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. Mr. Burton,
is there any noise involved?
No,
in what you do?
No, just very minimal, and I just work during, don't work nights and Sundays or nothing like that, so it's just like a machine running or something, but they're quiet. I mean, it's nothing that neighbors would hear.
What is it that you do?
Just make small parts for Allen Foods and Purdue for their machines.
And it, both of these proposed buildings are built, right?
Yes, everything's there. Because I was going to have the shop there anyway, just for my boat and stuff, no matter what. So,
are they both going to be shops or just the
one? No, the other's a barn, horse barn.
The one by the house is a horse barn. The one that's over here would be the shop.
One that looks like a two-car garage is your shop.
That's the shop. Yeah, it's just a small shop.
No further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Gordy.
So I actually just do the parts for Allen's and Purdue, and you take them in and install them?
No, I just make them. They tell me what they want, and I make them. Okay. A lot of the companies they buy from, it's hard to get the parts. They don't keep them in stock, so right. It's easier for them to have somebody make them.
So you won't have any that much scrap or anything?
Mm-mm. No, very little.
Okay. So you have like a dumpster to throw that stuff away?
I got a metal bin, and then I take it to Fitzgerald or somewhere when it gets full.
So you won't have, there's no use for any outside storage or anything, right?
No. It all be self. Matter of fact, I had pictures. If you saw, you'd see that I don't want to do that anyway, you know, with the place we built and stuff. And the front of the shop is bricked up like the house is bricked up.
Sure,
it'd
be nice, yeah.
So it's nothing I want to make a mess with.
No. That's all the questions I have.
Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Do you anticipate any deliveries to your site? Of any?
I get a UPS truck about once a week and steel truck about once a month. It's about all, because I order plenty. I got to have it there in case, you know, whatever they need made, so I keep plenty on hand. So,
could you just give me an idea of the quantity of any lubricating oils or fluids that you may use?
Well, just a little bit of cutting oil, but it kind of burns off as you use it. There's never anything on the floor or anything. And then parts cleaner, which is safety clean, they come in, change it every 6 weeks, you know, for the parts cleaner, so there's nothing there that I have to get rid of.
Are those in volumes of like quarts and gallons as opposed to 55-gallon drums?
Yeah, the parts cleaner the cutting oil I buy by the gallon. And the parts cleaner, like I say, it's a 33-gallon drum, but they just bring one in and take that one, and they get rid of it.
Do you have any security concerns on the site?
No, because I'll be living there. I mean, we've been living there over a year, and so far it's been, and I've got a couple good neighbors that are close. And matter of fact, in the deed, the guy that I bought the property from, he adjoins us, and it's in the deed that it was all right with him to have it. So,
and you would not be doing anything like any gunsmithing that would have firearms might be an enticement to a security risk?
No.
Okay. No other questions?
All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Lang.
Are you sure you want to do this? You have a really nice looking place.
Oh, you've been out there.
Yeah.
I think they'll never know it's there.
I think his other half's going to control the way he maintains his appearance of this property. I don't have any questions, Mr. Chairman.
I wouldn't do that anyway.
Mr. Robertson?
How do you follow that? I don't have any questions.
Okay, sir, well, be so kind as to take a seat for a moment. We'll see if anyone cares to comment on your application. For anyone here who would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1650 JV Industrial Incorporated, is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1650? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the night with us to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning.